All right, it is April 20th, 2024, Saturday, 12:09 a.m., and this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly. Rare, very, very rare Saturday podcast. I started this on Friday, and Friday is probably when we go to two a week during the second round of the playoffs. Then Friday will probably be the day I've chosen, so this may get more normal, but yeah, just because I might do it late and some nights, but here we are, and I have a busy show, so I should probably stop talking about times. All right, well, the news first, since this is going to be half playoff preview, half last week's episode or this week's episode, so let's get into it. WNBA draft happened. It was, of course, the biggest WNBA draft ever, in part due to Caitlin Clark. She, of course, went first. Cameron Brink went second. Camelia Cardoso of the South Carolina went third. It's a pretty interesting draft. As much as I know about the pros, which is always a growing amount in the WNBA, but I would still not call myself an expert. From what it looks like to me, it looks like the Sparks have kind of put together a nice little unit to build for in the future. And of course, Indiana has like the prize of Caitlin Clark. Should be interesting to see, but I would not expect a lot of success early on for any of them, because in the WNBA, it's a very, very super team centric league, and the Sparks the Liberty have managed to put together a super team that should be able to compete with the Aces, which are more of a super team now than they were a year ago. So should be interesting to see. Should be interesting to watch. Of course, all the eyes are going to be on Caitlin Clark, and a lot of eyes are going to be on Chicago, because Angel Reese is also very popular, but they may not be instant winners. So we'll see how this goes. But yeah, fun to check in on that draft if you have any time. And of course, the news in the NBA is just the utter rash of injuries in the playoffs, or the play-in. Seems like that 83rd and that 84 game is just too much for, I guess it's the 83rd game, is just too much for some people's bodies. I know it's not that, but it's funny to say that just because I don't like to play in, and I want to put shade on it. But the injuries to Zion was a pretty major bummer, because Zion was playing great in that game, and the Lakers were on the ropes. The Pelicans had them on the ropes, and it was all because Zion, who had 40 points, and he went down, and the Lakers managed to circle the wagon and win that game and avoid the Kings, who they had not beaten all year. So Zion, that man, it was just a bummer, because it was so close to being a pretty good moment for the Pelicans. I guess making the playoffs is still a pretty big moment for them, but it definitely lowers your ceiling without Zion. It's kind of complicated, because sometimes the team does look better with Ingram. Ingram, at least tonight, was doing a lot of ball distribution that doesn't always happen when Zion's there, but it feels like their ceiling is just so much higher when Zion is like the focal point of everything, just because nobody knows really how to stop Zion. So I don't know, it's complicated. I feel for my Pelican fan friends, because I don't know. it's very complicated, because they have a team that is like so precisely built, and then it just isn't quite working. But anyway, we'll get more into that later. They did win their play-in game, and that's what matters. But the injuries suck. The injuries in the play-in just suck. All right, let's get into the playoff previews. We'll start with we'll give the Thunder the honor seat. So we'll start with the Nuggets Lakers because we all know the deal here. This has not been a very good matchup for the Lakers. I guess the one thing you could say is, I guess there's two things you could say. Austin Reeves is, in fact, playing the best defense of his career the past month or so. will it matter? Will it come up in the playoffs? I wouldn't bet on it. But if Austin Reeves can be confident on defense, that gives the Lakers a lot more, a little more flexibility in what lineups they can play. still outmanned at a lot of the lineups, but it gives them more flexibility. And I guess the other thing you could say is that Spencer Dinwiddie wasn't on the team when the Lakers played the Nuggets last. Spencer is a defensive weapon for the Lakers. Same with Gabe Vincent. But yeah, I don't think it's gonna. I don't know if it actually moves the needle a ton, especially since we saw against Sacramento, which Sacramento is kind of Denver light, and Dinwiddie went in tasked with guarding Fox. He just couldn't stick with him, and you kind of think it might be the same with Murray, but I guess we'll see. I have a feeling. I don't know. I have a feeling that the Lakers. I don't know. I don't know. Everybody is picking when everybody zigs. There's like the contrarian in me that wants to zag, even in this scenario here. So I don't. I don't know. I don't know. The Nuggets should win this pretty easily. We know that, but I don't know. Part of me thinks it's not impossible. I don't know why, but and I would tell you if I thought it was impossible. I told you last year I thought it was impossible. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I think the Lakers might have a better shot on this one than I'm thinking, but I don't know. I can't tell you why. I don't have a good reason for it, which means it's probably fake. So disregard it, but I don't know. And of course, the Thunder versus the Pelicans. We were talking about the Pelicans quite a bit earlier, and I was examining the stats of this matchup, and it definitely feels like the Pelicans played the Thunder the best when they had Zion. They got blown out. Them being the Pelicans got blown out pretty badly when it was Ingram and no Zion. So that does tend to make me think that the Thunder will win this. I think it should be a good playoff series, though. The Thunder and the Pelicans are very similar teams, built very similar. I think the Thunder have like without Zion, I think the Thunder are just like the Pelicans, but like slightly better built. And I think that should go towards the Thunder winning. And I think the Thunder could win this in five games, and it's still a very competitive series. I think the Pelicans will play them hard, but. Oh, I guess we'll see. I mean, yes, I guess that's how this works, is we do see how things happen. Knicks versus... Oh, I did it right. Why did I not put down who the Knicks opponent is? Knicks versus the Sixers. I wrote it in a text. The Knicks have owned this matchup this season. Now, a large part of that was Julius Randle being there. And he's not going to be there. He is injured. And some of those games were without Embiid. But, you know, Embiid will be there this time. So I think there's a lot of people picking the Sixers here, but I don't know. I think I like the Knicks to win this one. Who could say? But I like what Brunson. I think Brunson can run. I don't know. This is a game where these teams will want to get into the mud, and I think that Brunson has a chance to pretty much put the Knicks on his back and win this game. It was going to be super muddy, and like if Embiid isn't in full health, and Embiid didn't look like he was in full health against the Heat, so I guess we'll see again. Yes, I guess we'll see. I guess I have to say that after every single matchup. I guess we'll see. And then Celtics versus Heat. Jaime Hawkins does a pretty good Jimmy Butler impersonation. Like, the Heat look almost as good without Jimmy Butler when Jaime is there. I don't think Jaime is that great of a player when Jimmy Butler is around, but when Jimmy Butler is gone, Hawkins has been great. So, I expect the Heat to play hard, but I don't know about their chances, because I think the reason that the Celtics were upset by the Heat last year was because of Jimmy Butler's shenanigans. And if Jimmy's not there, then I think the Heat do a good impersonation of that team when Jimmy's out with Jaime, but I don't think they have like the same oomph to them. I don't think they have the oomph to beat the Celtics. Now, the Celtics may come out and try to shoot 60 to 70 three-pointers and may leave the door open for Heat, but the Celtics should win the series fairly easily. But I guess we'll see. okay. Regular features that I didn't do in the last episode. Team of the week, Phoenix Suns. I just like the way that the Suns closed out the year. I think the Suns had the toughest road to the playoffs, and they took that tough road, and yeah, a couple teams did rest in front of them. But still, they took that tough road, and they walked down it, and the Kings were ahead of them a week ago, and they took that, and they ran with it, and they are in six, and the Kings are now not in the playoffs. So got to give credit to the Suns for taking care of business. Defense looks great right now for the Suns. Offense is like super explosive in moments. So the Suns kind of hit you in waves, but yeah, the Suns have been very impressive the last week of the NBA season. So yeah, good on them. They were the team of the week. And non-basketball, I really wish I would have done non-basketball last time, but I'll do it this time. Minecraft, have you heard of that? Heard of the video game called Minecraft? It's a game where you play a guy and you just mine shit. It's kind of had my head though the past few weeks. Past week or so. I don't know exactly why. I even tried to go back to the game, three or four weeks ago, and it just didn't click at all with me. But this time it pretty much took my life over. So yeah, I'm playing a lot of Minecraft. I think the thing I'm really enjoying right now in the game is just exploring the world. I didn't have good techniques for exploring before, and now I didn't know you could make the map bigger. No one told me. So I made the map bigger, and it makes the game a lot better as an exploration sim. I've made my map bigger, so I'm enjoying just going around and charting the map, hoping to find a cherry blossom biome. I haven't yet. I seem to just be completely surrounded by jungle and desert, but there's some really cool stuff in the jungle and desert, so I've been having fun going there and picking stuff out of that too. But I do want to find those cherry blossoms, so I guess I'll keep looking, keep exploring. All right, that's going to do it for this one. This is the last regular season episode. Playoff episodes will follow. Probably going to stick to Wednesday/Thursday for first round, and then after that we'll move to a different schedule. But yeah, stay safe, my beautiful friends, and I will talk to you next time.